Hey there, welcome. It is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, and we just happen to be at the EWTN studios. So greetings from these studios to those of you watching on EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and those of you listening across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network and our wonderful affiliates. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani.
Hi, Jerry. It's nice to be in the exact same room together.
I know it is. Yeah, we always enjoy when we have these rare opportunities.
Yeah, it's really fun. And we're so excited where the Facebook live chats and YouTube chats are going on right now. And actually, Jerry, phone calls are actually coming in before we even announce the topic. Now, how do our listeners know that? It's because we post it.
That's right. It's posted online at take2show.com and social media as well. And we do have a topic, I think, that's going to be of interest to our listeners. Let's just present what that topic is and the phone number, but then we'll tell people why we're here.
Okay, I'm excited about that. So we titled the show Handing on Wisdom. Okay, we've all learned things from our life experiences. We want to impart that to the next generation, maybe to our grandchildren, because we've lived it. We've had these experiences, and then certain truths come out of that, and the wisdom that we learn. And what kind of wisdom would you like to leave the future generations to come? Now, so many of us, we have things that we're like, oh, let me tell you how it was. I can tell you things, and you don't have to make those same mistakes. And we want to hear from you. So if you have those kinds of life experiences, you have that wisdom that you want to pass on, or maybe you want to pass it on, and people just don't want to listen to you. They want to do it their own way. We want to hear from you. Here's the number, 1-833-288-EWTN.
Yeah, so you don't have to be, let's say, an elderly person. You can be in your 20s and already have learned something valuable in life that you would like to pass on to your peers or those maybe even a little bit younger than you. But if you are, say, in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, if you could zero in on one, we could probably all come up with many things that we would like to give by way of advice to the younger generations. But if you could zero in on one thing, what would it be? Like maybe your most valuable life lesson, and you could gather a group of millennials or young adults or teenagers in the same room, and you had 15 minutes with them. You don't have that long on the show today, but let's say if you had just a couple minutes to impart something that has become valuable and helpful to you that might save them some heartaches or difficulties or challenges along the way, what would it be? Again, the number is 833-288-EWTN.
I have something very simple, but it's very true. And I've said it many times on the show. What goes around comes around. That's what I would love to impart to people, because don't you know, wait for that to come around several years later. The things that you put forth that maybe are negative in nature, well, guess what? Someday that may happen to you. You may be on the receiving end of something. And so it's happened to me in my lifetime. I've seen it, that with the mistakes that I have made, Jerry, my mother used to say it all the time, and she is so right. She's almost 87 years old, and I used to laugh when she used to say it, but it's so true. It does come around. You get to see it in your lifetime. If you wait long enough, you get to see things, the consequences of our actions. So that's what I would impart. What would you impart, Jerry?
Well, what you just said is something that I was thinking about, and I think it's very analogous to that. And that's really the way I would phrase it, is always do the right thing. And we're faced virtually daily with opportunities to make excuses, or if we make mistakes, we can, again, make excuses or just not own up to them or whatever. And I think sometimes it's hard. It's really hard. But when you take responsibility, I think that's maybe the way I would put it. Take responsibility for your own actions, and you will be virtuous, and people will admire and respect you for that. But on top of that, I would say this, and this is so important in today's world. I would say make room for silence in your life. Make room for silence. You know, I was researching, when we did the show on maxims recently, and I found one by Blaise Pascal. He was, I believe, 15th or 16th century Catholic thinker, a philosopher and theologian. And just paraphrasing him, Debbie, he says, all of man's miseries can be attributed to his inability to be alone in a quiet room. Mm. Think about that for a minute. And that was several hundred years ago.
Right.
Think about what he would say today when we simply are just almost It is almost incomprehensible for people to be quiet.
People
and
are uncomfortable
still.
With it.
It is. Mm-hmm. But it's so important. I know a family, for example, they actually run one of our Catholic radio networks that we're on. And 1 hour a day, they've got 7 or 8 kids.
Yep.
And 1 hour a day, they tell them, put everything down. You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You can read. You can go for a walk. You can do, mm-hmm. but you have to be quiet. No gadgets, no noise, no nothing. And you look at these kids, and they're just so well-adjusted and
right.
in control of themselves. I think it's beautiful.
That's a great family practice. See, this is a great show already. But we need to hear from you, because remember, we say this every single show, but we have new listeners all the time. You drive the show. If you participate, if you take 5 or 10 minutes out of your schedule and call in, you're going to make all the difference in the world for this particular show. And there are souls listening right now that it can really be impactful. It can be life-changing. So don't sit it out. I know you may be enjoying some of the calls coming in or even the topics that we discuss, but we need your participation. So here's the number, 1-833-288-3986. The last 4 numbers are EWTN, if you want to remember it that way. I think that's pretty cool. 1-833-288-EWTN. We need to hear from you on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie. We're right here live together in the EWTN studios in Irondale, Alabama. We're excited to be with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Father John Ricardo.
When you and I wake up every day, do we strive to know Jesus or not? Quick question to you and me right now. Is that what you and I are doing every single day?
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Third Millennium Media presents Debbie Giorgiani.
The world tells us not to be merciful, and we as Catholic Christians are called to take a step back and look at it in a different way. We must practice mercy, especially if we want to receive mercy.
Debbie Giorgiani, co-host of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, wants to visit your parish retreat or conference. Invite Debbie Giorgiani today online at thirdmillenniummedia.com.
How about this? Apple TV allows you to instantly stream EWTN to your TV. Get EWTN today. It's easy. All you need is a high-speed internet connection, a TV, and the Apple TV player.
The Reason for Our Hope with Father Larry Richards.
Every day of my life since I was 17 years old, I've spent an hour a day, minimum, with the God of the universe. I would die for him, that which I'm most afraid of. I would die for him in an instant because he's the most important thing in my life. I know him. And see, that's what it ultimately comes down to. What about you? Where are you at with this God? Because that's the ultimate question. Does God exist? Doesn't he exist? Is Christ God? Isn't he God? Is there life after death? Is there not? Is this all a waste of time? Or is this all for a purpose? What's the purpose of life? And so in the Catholic Church, the Church has taught us from the beginning. Who made me? God made me. Why did God make me? God made me to know him, love him, and serve him in this world, so I can be happy with him forever in the next. The first purpose of life is to know God.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Rich is behind the glass, running the control board for us. Jeff Burson does our social media. Matt Kubinski is upstairs.
Round of applause for Matt.
Yeah, he's the first one you get to talk to.
Matt is awesome.
When you call in at 833-288-EWTN. Today we're talking about handing on wisdom. And Debbie, you and I hope to gain some new wisdom this weekend.
Do you see my notebook?
I do.
Have my notebook. I'm ready to gain wisdom on this show and for the weekend. That's why we're here, actually, at EWTN home headquarters. We are about to start officially. We actually started it a week ago because we're praying for one another. But it starts officially tomorrow. The first of, we hope and pray of many, the Stand Tall Retreat in at in Cullman, Alabama at St. Bernard Abbey. And that starts tomorrow. So please take two listeners and family members. Please pray for us. We're really praying for good weather because we're going to be doing a lot of outdoor activities. And we're just looking for a lot of hearts to be opened and maybe some conversions and some new understandings of ourselves and how we present ourselves in the world. And so that starts tomorrow. And we have a lot of team members coming in. Deanne Paul came in. Lauren Glenn Sweet came in, Deborah's on her way in, Ruthie's on her way in, and then all the retreatants are emailing and saying, we are so excited. So that's why we're here, Jerry.
That's right. We'll keep you updated on how that goes. And as Debbie said, please do pray for all those who will be in attendance. We have invited, we have sent a gold embossed invitation to the Holy Spirit to be with us.
We sure have.
But as Debbie mentioned, the rain, it's scheduled right now for like 100% chance of rain and thunder showers over the weekend. And one of our excursions is to the Shrine of the Most Blessed mm-hmm. Sacrament. A lot of outdoor activities there where Mother Angelica is laid to rest. But we've got a beautiful prayer and healing service scheduled for there. So please just pray that whatever God wants this to be, that it will be.
Absolutely.
And we know that it
Amen
will.
Amen to that.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to go to the phones. We're talking about handing on wisdom today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And guess who got our virtual First Up Award? That's Julie in Illinois coming in so quickly on the EWTN app. Hi, Julie. Way to go. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Julie.
Sure. I guess some advice that I might give to our younger generation is to surround yourself with godly people. And I find myself praying for that for my children, that God would send them and that they would respond to that. And I'm so thankful for the people God has sent to me. And even more than that, I'm in awe of it. He has just flooded my life with such godly people, and I'm very grateful.
Yeah, I think that's, Julie, that is such a noble thing to pray about, because we are so influenced and formed by the people around us. I mean, life is interpersonal. We do not live our lives, obviously, as you know, as solo people, as individual people in the world. We were not meant to do that unless God calls you to be a hermit or something like that. So we're going to be around other people. And so I think that's great, especially for your kids, because we look around today, how many of our kids are being influenced negatively by their peers? And that's unfortunate.
Absolutely.
Obviously, it can work the other way around. You know, if we teach our kids what is right, they can have an influence in the other direction as well. But still, I can think of nothing better that a parent could want for children to have, you know, good people around them and forming them properly.
Julie, I think that's fabulous wisdom to impart and want and wish for and pray for your children, and to also encourage your children to surround themselves with really uplifting peers and affirming peers that share maybe their same faith or their belief in God, that, you know, all of that helps. Julie, the reason why that is so powerful is we know that when we were trained in life skills, peers have the most influence on people. They can. Now, the same sex, I understand the same sex parent has a profound influence on that child, but peers have a really strong influence on the development of people. And that is why, believe it or not, Julia, that's why Jerry and I believe, I think I could speak for Jerry, that we believe that's why Take Two is so popular, because it's a peer ministry. We're helping mm-hmm. one another. We're locking arms together, walking together, journeying, learning from each other's experiences. So I couldn't agree with you more, Julie. I tell you, that was one of my prayers for my children, and I used to get so excited when my son would come home and he would say, Mom, you're not going to believe this. Because my kids went to public school. He'd say, Mom, you're not going to believe this. I met a Catholic. And I'm like, yay, you need to have this child over. And, you know, so I'm right with you, Julie.
Yeah, and I take it a little bit farther than their peers, because I know that I can't set always the best example for my kids. I also pray that the adults in their lives would be a good influence, and especially now that I have some off in college, that they would recognize the good in their professors, and that God would send them adult mentors, and that they would recognize the positive influence that they have, because I know that I fall short.
Well, Julie, yes, we all fall short, but you sound like someone who doesn't
like
fall very,
mom.
Very short.
Yeah.
I'm sure I fall much shorter than you do, or
me
I would.
Too.
But you're a great mom, Julie. Thank you for sharing that. And there's no doubt your kids are going to be leaders in the community and in the world and in the church. And thank you, Julie, for inspiring us with your call today. We appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you so much, Julie. Okay. Josh came in right behind Julie in Midland, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Josh. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Yeah, I think you talked about advice I would give to people younger is, you know, it says in Matthew 6:33, I believe, that seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added. I mean, you put God first, then your marriage will be blessed, and everything else in your life will be blessed. So it's high priority is to put God first, keep the commandments first, that Jesus taught, love God and love your fellow men is the great commandment, the first one being love God. And I would also add kind of a different note, but to follow the prophet. And that's something on a Catholic radio network that might not be quite as common of a thing to hear. But I believe in a living prophet on the earth today. And that's something I would also counsel my children and other people to do, is to follow the counsel of the living prophet.
Josh, maybe you can fill us in a little bit more. This is a little bit foreign to me, Debbie. I'm not sure if you're who would be this living prophet. Can you inform us on that?
Well, the prophet passed away about 3 weeks ago. His name is President Thomas S. Monson, and
from the LDS.
Yes, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Right. I saw all of the newscasts on that, and I understand there was a big turnout, Josh, and so. I know a lot of folks, because I live in Arizona, and I actually live, Josh, about 2 miles from the Gilbert Temple, and it's quite beautiful. I get to look at it every night when it's lit up. So yeah, that would make sense at Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, and Josh, first of all, I want to comment on your advice. You put God first in all things, and I think we have a really... unfortunately messed up world today, because that advice that you gave is not being followed. So that is absolutely wonderful advice. And like you mentioned yourself, Josh, it's not something that would be heard regularly on a Catholic radio network in terms of referring to the head of the LDS Church as a prophet. And that's really a topic for another conversation. I mean, the Catholic Church obviously has great respect and admiration for our Mormon friends. And unfortunately, as the church declared some years ago, the Catholic Church would not recognize Mormon baptism as being valid, simply because, if I understand it correctly, Debbie, there's a difference in the understanding
theology.
Of the Trinity,
mm-hmm.
the Trinitarian
yes.
theology. But mm-hmm. as far as admirable people and upstanding people, Josh, there's no question about that. And we appreciate you calling the show very, very much. I would say, Debbie, maybe an analog to that in the Catholic Church would be our Holy Father.
I was just going to say the same thing, Pope Francis.
Yeah.
And I just want to echo to Josh what Jerry was saying. The Mormon Church, the LDS Church, does such great work in communities. I absolutely admire your dedication to family and to each other. You know, you support the community. I think it's just beautiful. My neighbors are all LDS, and we just have such a great time, and we talk about our faith, and they love the Catholic Church, and we also, like Jerry said, have that friendship for the Mormon faith. So thank you, Josh. Thanks for listening to Take Two. This is so awesome that you called in and imparted that wonderful scripture and the golden rule. We couldn't agree more. The golden rule. Love it.
Yeah, and Josh, we're glad that you're listening to Catholic radio, and we couldn't miss the opportunity to just encourage you maybe to look into a little more deeply the claims of the Catholic faith, as we believe anyway. You may not, and we certainly would respect your thought on that, but we believe the Catholic Church is the full means of salvation, to obtaining heaven and so forth, and just invite you to go to websites like EWTN.com and Catholic.com. But you're a good man, Josh.
Yes.
We can hear it in your voice, and I'm sure you're contributing greatly to the culture and society in your area there
and
in Midland.
And keeping God first.
Yes,
it keeps God first, and that is so important, especially in marriages.
Yeah.
I mean, you said Fulton Sheen used to say that all the time.
Three to get married.
Yeah, three to get married.
Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate
it. Talking about handing on wisdom today, and no matter what age you are, What pearl have you gained in your lifetime that is kind of a guiding principle for you? Maybe it took a long time for you to learn. Maybe it was a hard lesson for you to learn. But now if you had a room full of people younger than you and you could just say, hey, let me give you one piece of advice to live by to make your life a little bit easier.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, 833-288-EWTN. You can grab that open phone line that Josh was on as we go to Catherine in Amelia Island, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Catherine, this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. How are you?
Hello, Jerry and Debbie, and God bless you guys for what you do.
And you, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Since we are a husband and a wife, and we have a son, we individually imparted things as a team, but individually. I told my son that he should learn how to listen, not just hear. Hearing's biological, but listening is intellectual. And I said, just zip your lip and listen, and you can walk away with a lot more on the plate to decipher from and to discern and whether something is right or wrong and what people teach you. So listening, to me, is one of the most important things. And my husband, who was very successful in business and in life and is a very good human being, said to him, look sharp, act sharp, be sharp. And what I love is I saw that that's my son's mantra on his Twitter account. I think it's wonderful. He is an older father, a very wise dad. But he said to him, always look your best, always act your best, and be your best. And that's just it. To me, that's the greatest story. Listen and be good.
Yeah.
Be sharp.
Wow. Well, I've got to just share a couple things with you, Catherine. First off, I just have to say this. I'm just curious, and I will just do this on the air. I was watching House Hunters a few weeks ago, and they were talking about Amelia Island, Florida, and they were showing pictures. Is it really that beautiful that I saw on TV? I just want to know.
Well, if I say yes, you might come and live here, and I'd love you guys to live here, but we tell everybody it's horrible.
Okay.
So that they
won't
come.
Gotcha.
It is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. We have everything from five diamond star hotels on a little island to fishing villages to just real working people. This is the oldest church community except for St. Augustine. We have a church that was built in 1872, mm-hmm. our Catholic Church, St. Michael's. It's breathtaking. It's truly a history that is gorgeous. So yes, it is phenomenal.
Okay. Well, we'll make you a deal, Catherine. Jerry and I will not move there, but can you talk to your pastor about maybe bringing us there for a talk so we can just visit?
Well, I probably would have some pull there.
Okay. So, okay.
That would be fun to have you come, especially, you know what I want you guys to start talking about? We all need to do this.
Sure.
Our son's in college now, and that is the lost breed. I don't care what anybody tells you. Any little organizations they have on the college campus are genuinely caring, but it's not even a thimbleful for what they need to maintain their faith. It is the most difficult place to keep your child on track.
Mm-hmm.
Good kids, wonderful kids, they're inundated with untruths. It's bigger than untruths. It's a lot of bombardment with freedom that is uncontrolled.
Right.
But it's a frightening thing, and we kind of forget about our college age kids.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody takes care of the younger ones and our older family members, but we forget about the college kids, and my mm-hmm. goodness, what a place to lose them.
Right.
So,
well, we've done shows in the past, Catherine, and just even recently, but we'll promise you we'll do some more. As a matter of fact, Focus Ministries is here right at EWTN right today, going to be filming At Home with Jim and Joy. And that's a great campus ministry that is doing great work. So we have to support them as well. But Catherine, we couldn't agree with you more. We know that that's an environment that is really tough on our young adults. But back to your wisdom, I just want to share two quick things. First off, Catherine, what you said to your son, I think, was brilliant, because it is actually one of the number one complaints by wives about their husbands, that their husbands they listen but don't really hear, or vice versa. Did I say it right?
They don't really
absorb. They don't absorb it, right.
Yeah.
So they're hearing it, but it's not like really going in. So that was great advice, because I think that's going to really help him, especially if he enters into a relationship. And as for what your husband shared with him, I almost got tears in my eyes, because my dad died when he was 83 in 2010. And my dad, right before he died, was still getting up and wearing a suit every day. He always told every one of us to look really sharp and to do the same thing. I think that is just beautiful, beautiful advice that your husband has imparted to your son. And I think it's valuable. So thank you for contributing to this discussion today.
Well, I think the two are interconnected, Catherine, because you mentioned, it's part of, I think, a holistic life. When you say the word sharp, I mean, we want to be mentally sharp. We want to dress well. We want to act sharp. And what I mean by that is act courteously and virtuously and so forth. And listening is such an important part of that. And I'll tell you, one of my the things that really bothers me in life is people who don't listen. And I've worked on that. I know I'm not a great listener, but you can tell when someone is actually truly listening to you or just hearing the words that you're saying. And somebody reminded me the other day, Debbie, of the fact that God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. But Catherine, I agree with you too. I think that listening to somebody is so important, especially, Debbie, the young people. She's talking about the lost generation on a college campus. They're just being talked to and talked to and talked to and indoctrinated and having all these ideas planted in their heads and so forth. And when they speak, sometimes if they try and speak intelligibly and, you know, with morality and so forth, they're really kind of shouted down. So listening is so important. Thank you, Catherine, for your call from beautiful Amelia Island, Florida. More of you next here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Al Krista.
If you talk to professional philosophers, they are not relativists. Philosophically, relativism can't be justified. People sacrifice objective truth, objective morality, on the altar of personal liberty. In other words, in pursuit of what I want to do, I will say, well, that is not binding on me. That's just your opinion.
Krista in the Afternoons, weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
I'm Doug Keck, and this is an EWTN Bookmark Brief. I just finished speaking with Father Terrence P. Ehrman about his book, Man of God, Lessons for Young Men About Life, Sex, Friendship, Vocation, and Loving with the Heart of Christ, published by our good friends at Catholic Answers. Now tell us, what is this book about?
This book is about how to become, as the title says, a man of God, how to be holy, how to grow, particularly for those who struggle with chastity and lust and pornography and those types of issues. It's how to form an identity that's rooted in Christ through prayer, the sacraments, relationship with the church and the community of the saints, how to grow and ascend the heights of personhood, mm-hmm. right? How to be able to be who you are and encounter another from that deepest core of who you are, to encounter another person heart to heart.
Very good. Thank you so much, Father. Man of God is the book, and the author is Father Terrence P. Ehrman, Lessons for Young Men About Life, Sex, Friendship, Vocation, and Loving with the Heart of Christ, published by our friends at Catholic Answers, available through the EWTN Religious Catalog, EWTNRC.com. And this has been an EWTN Bookmark Brief. Thanks.
We need EWTN Radio for the reason that Mother Angelica founded this entire enterprise. She always saw this as a spiritual growth network. It was to be an enterprise in media that reached people in all aspects of their life. She saw this as a holistic approach to reaching the whole person in the middle of the world and bringing them truth and life.
Raymond Arroyo thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
We are so glad that you're with us on EWTN Radio, Jerry Usher and Debbie Giorgiani. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We are live today from the EWTN studios. The Stand Tall Retreat you've been hearing about for the last few months is here. It starts officially on Friday, although we've been praying, all of us, all the attendees, a decade of the Rosary for the last several days in anticipation, so we'll appreciate your prayers. One quick other thought, Catherine reminded me, Debbie, our topic tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie is dressing for success. It's kind of a nice little...
No accident
there. So, folks, get your takes ready for tomorrow, and here's where we're going to go with this. Debbie, you mentioned that every day up until his death, your father...
A couple days before he died.
...wore a suit. There was a time when men would wear suit and tie to the ballpark to go to a baseball game. Women mm-hmm. wear dresses. The workplace, there was no question. It was
the
suits.
Church.
It was church. And now, how has that changed? I mean, we see, Tim Cook come out on stage at these big Apple splashy announcement events, and he's got jeans and this wrinkled up shirt, and he's like the head of the wealthiest corporation in the world. So how has our philosophy and our thinking changed? And is that okay? Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
I tend to be more casual. I like to lean toward a little more casual, a little more freedom, not disrespectful. And not sloppy, but just casual so that you're comfortable and you can think and act and work in that type of environment.
I knew you belong in Arizona.
maybe it's a regional thing,
too. It's a California, Arizona
thing. But we want to hear
thing.
From what our listeners think about this tomorrow.
That's going to be exciting. I just have to share, when you're talking about my dad, it just made me think of this. When I was in junior high, my dad would show up at my basketball games in a suit, a trench coat. And of course, he was Italian, and back then he had a cigar in his hand. And my friends thought he was the coolest thing. It was like their version of Rocky or something. It was like so cool. I, on the other hand, was a little. Of course, it's my dad. You get embarrassed. You're like, Dad, could you just have put on slacks or jeans or something? But no, he came in fully dressed, and actually, he kind of intimidated the other team, I think.
I was going to say, did any of the parents want to sit next to him?
No. So it was fun, though. You're making me go down memory lane. That's a good feeling. Okay, so Katie's up next. We're going back to the phones in Moorhead, Minnesota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Katie. Thanks for waiting. Guess what? You are so close. I think it's almost a tie for the Virtual Patience Award. Thanks, Katie. Welcome.
Hi. So when I look back at raising kids and things that happened in my life, and I look at all the really hard, tragic things, I can really see how God made me into the person he wanted to make me into through those things. So my advice to younger people would be, it's great to have plans and ideas of how things should go, but don't lose hope, and you need to persevere when things are really hard. Because God's ways are not our ways, and you just need to trust and have faith.
Powerful. God is in the midst of the storm. God is always with us. That's why the Footprints poem, where I think it's like author unknown or something, but that's why that's so popular, because even after when folks go through really tough times in their life and they look back, They can see where God was there. But while we're going through it, so many times we get so absorbed in the chaos, it's so hard for us sometimes to find God. But Katie, I think those are really wise words to share, because we're all going to go through tough times. What do you think? Did I capture that okay?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Katie. I think that is great advice. And sometimes, maybe those who are a little bit older, get that a little bit more than those who are younger.
Oh, yeah.
we start to think about, how do I want to say this? Not higher level things, but, more significant things. When you're young, you're kind of, what's the word? You're not as vulnerable, or you're...
Invincible?
Invincible. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, you're invincible.
See, I did think of a word that you help me out.
Yeah, yeah. You don't really need God as much and so forth. But great. Katie, if we could kind of, pry open the top of the heads of young people and pour that advice in there, I think that would help a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else, Katie?
No, that's good. Love your show.
All right.
Oh, well, we love you, Katie. Thank you so much for listening and calling in.
All right. Phone number 833-288-EWTN. Last four digits are 3986. Take two with Jerry and Debbie, talking about handing on wisdom. It is so important. God designed the human race so that those who have lived a bit of life and have gained some experience, maybe had some ups and downs and learned the ropes a little bit, would hand on that wisdom, that advice, to maybe make life a little bit easier. Although sometimes, Debbie, people hand that on and we just kind of brush it off, and we have to make our own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try and hand on advice, and people blow that off too.
Right.
So
do as I say, not as I do, or something like that. Okay, here's the thing. When I was going through the hardest time with my divorce, I got great advice from friends, didn't take any of it, none of it. My one friend said, whatever you do, go into the gym and stay in shape because you need to keep up your strength. What did I do? I quit my gym membership and I sat at home. You know, I mean, it was like, so you're right, Jerry. I mean, these words of wisdom, they're only really powerful within us if we take them to heart and we start to utilize them instead of going through the mistakes. But sometimes we just can be hard-headed and we have to go through it like I was. Okay, Jeannie, you're up next in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on the EWTN app. Thanks for waiting, Jeannie. Yeah, you share the Patience Award with Katie. Welcome.
Thank you, and thank you very much for your show. Can you hear me all right?
Very well.
All right, thank you. I have my microphone in my phone because I'm at work. Well, what I want to share is I just would advise everybody to listen to EWTN. I've learned so much from it. It's turned my life around. As soon as that you said, well, the church and God, the sacraments turned my life around. But EWTN has just enriched me in so many ways in understanding my faith, enriching my life. I look forward to all the different talk shows. I've learned so much, and I just wish that everyone would give the Catholic faith a chance to find out, get away from all the ignorance people have about it and the mistakes that they have about it, because God cherishes us. He loves us. He gave us Jesus. He gave us his church. He gave us his food. He's given us everything that strengthens us. And as soon as that you said what this topic was, I had to just call up and say that. And thanks for EWTN so much. And may it thrive. And that's all I have to say.
Well, Jeannie, that is not just all you have to say. That's saying a lot right there. And I always like to say, Debbie and I do a lot of traveling and hosting fundraisers for Catholic radio stations that are EWTN affiliates. And I always encourage the listeners. I say, look, you got to call in. You have to support this. I say, we must have Catholic radio, EWTN radio, for how long? Until we don't need it anymore. And what I mean by that is until the Lord returns. And we are now seeing, Jeannie, and Debbie, you know this, we actually have a generation or two of young people who don't know life without Catholic radio because it's not been around that long.
That's true.
EWTN has been offering radio, I think, for about 25 to 30 years. Catholic radio as we know it is really a relatively new phenomenon. If you go back to about the 1970s or 80s, it wasn't even on the air. So, Jeannie, this is advice that you have gained that we can now just really start to be handing on to our young people.
That's true.
Yeah. And Debbie, I know a lot of parents who get in the car, get in the minivan with those kids and turn on Catholic radio, EWTN, and just turn that volume up. And they know it's safe and
right.
The kids are being fed their minds, their hearts, their spirits.
Well, when you look at it, EWTN is such a companion and it helps others. And in this fast-paced world, having especially EWTN radio we can listen to it in the privacy of our cars, in the comfort of our homes. EWTN reaches people behind prison walls, in hospital rooms. You look at EWTN television. When my mother moved into an assisted care place, Jeannie, she didn't have it. EWTN wasn't available on the cable network because of the lineup. They had a certain number of lineup of channels. And I went to the front desk and I said, listen, this is a requirement. My mother is not moving into this retirement place unless you guys pick up EWTN. They said, oh, EWTN, that's the Catholic channel. I said, yes. And they said, okay. And a week later, I got an email and they said, you're not going to believe this. We got EWTN added. And wouldn't you know it? Several other residents found out that we had requested it. They came to us and they said, thank you so much. We're Catholic and we depend on Catholic radio and television, EWTN. So Jeannie, what you're saying is so true. And thank you for saying it because many folks are listening. So please, I have to just say this, Jerry, if you have an opportunity to support EWTN financially, please do it. Just please do it. We call it a ministry for eternity. It's a soul ministry. It's helping other souls. Thank you, Jeannie. God bless you for sharing at work and hope we were quiet enough that we didn't alert any of your coworkers that you were on the air.
Thank you, Jeannie. Great to hear from you. And that's just a great opportunity for us to remind anyone who does not have a Catholic radio station in your area. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's easy to get one started, but it's simple in the sense that you've got help available. There are some steps you have to follow. You might want to assemble a group of people, start meeting, have some, you know, prayer, get a priest involved, say some masses, talk to your local bishop to see if he would support the effort. But then EWTN has the tools that you need and the expertise, and with the legal help and the technical help and, of course, the free programming. So if you live somewhere where there is not yet an AM or an FM Catholic station, like I said, it's still a relatively new phenomenon around the country. A lot of our brothers and sisters don't have what you may be listening to and enjoying right now.
That's right.
Call Jack Williams at EWTN, and his number is 205-795-5756. You can get more information at EAR, which stands for EWTN Affiliate Relations, ear.EWTN.com.
And don't forget, when you call Jack Williams, make sure you wish him a congratulations.
That's right. Because
he's newly engaged to John at Bankovic. I just want to say it. I think I want to take out a billboard in Arizona or something. Okay, back to the phones we shall go. Marianne is waiting so patiently in Houston, Texas. I was just in Houston yesterday. It was raining. Hi, Marianne. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Marianne.
My comment is that a piece of advice to give to anyone, no matter what their age, that when you have a tragedy in your life, that instead of turning away from God, to turn toward God. Because I experienced a tragedy in my life where I turned away from God. Had I turned toward God, then I would have made different choices in my life. And I can't say enough how much I wish that I would have never turned away from God.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marianne, that is probably the million-dollar advice that anyone has given here on the program today, and it's similar to what I know one of our other callers just a few minutes ago was alluding to as well. And to me, as you were talking, Marianne, and Debbie, you can perhaps relate to this, it remains to me one of the great mysteries why some people, when the storm winds blow, they reject God and they blame God and they turn away from God. And yet at the same time, other people go rushing into his arms. And I know a lot of factors have to go into that. You know, a person's upbringing, their experiences,
their maturity,
their wounds, their traumas, their level of the depth of their spirituality. I don't know. But I'm with you, Marianne. I wish everybody would just go rushing toward God. Unfortunately, Debbie, it's not always the case. But it's great advice that Marianne is giving. And I hope some people who are listening who might be going through something right now, wondering where to turn, Marianne's telling them where they can turn.
Yeah, and you were referencing Katie that called in from Minnesota, and same thing that they were saying. And I will, same thing Katie was saying, Marianne, and that's it. That's the advice. I've shared this before on the show, but if you haven't listened frequently, that when I went through the toughest time in my life, the first priest that I encountered for advice, he said to me, listen, you're going to have one or two choices. One or two things is going to happen to you. You're either going to get closer to God or further away. And I was so scared when he said, you're going to get further away, because I was already scared to begin with what was happening to me. I said, I'm going the other way. And so I dove head first. And, you know, I couldn't have made it. I wouldn't be sitting here today if I didn't do that. So I agree with you. That is great, great advice.
Yes, absolutely. And as I was on hold, I was thinking about something else, because the main thing I called in for was what I just said to you. But another thing that I had thought about was when young people get ready to get married, they need to know that they are on the same page, that they are toward God, they're raising their children on the same page toward God, and that the husband is the guiding factor and keeping that family toward God.
Right. Evenly yoked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, and we hear, by the way, that too is wonderful advice, Marianne. We hear so many times on the show, Debbie, from a husband or a wife who maybe is, for the first time, feeling a little bit of a prompting to investigate Catholicism or move in that direction, or they've tried to maintain their Catholic faith with a spouse that isn't Catholic. Maybe it's not tense or hostile, but there's still just
tension.
Not that unity of moving forward, you know. And it's just intrinsically going to create some issues, you know, and so, Good, yeah. More good advice. A couple of great pieces
Amazing.
Of advice from Marianne.
And look, this is all free.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
this
right.
awesome? Free advice.
Right, right.
Can I just say something going back
thanks,
to...
Marianne,
thanks,
for the
Marianne,
for Thanks,
Marianne. Jeannie had mentioned so nicely about EWTN and the work that EWTN does. I just want to share something because we heard a spot by Father Larry Richards, and Jerry and I both just absolutely love. He's such a powerhouse. And when he speaks, we all listen. And he is going to be on Open Line Thursday today, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And he's talking about the... He's taking questions and he's answering all sorts of things about the new evangelization. Okay, this is going to be another great show for you to stay tuned in. Stay tuned in all day long with EWTN. Keep it even running on the background because it's always helpful. And you know how we go in and out. We maybe go into a room and the radio's on. You might pick up something. You can listen for a few minutes. Whatever works in your schedule. Or you can listen at work, you know, like others do all the time. My sister puts her earbuds in and does her work at on her computer and it works. But Father Larry Richards, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you stay tuned in for that.
Tim in Findlay, Ohio, next, watching on Facebook Live. Hello, Tim. Thanks for getting a hold of us again on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing okay. And just real quick, answer Debbie's question on footprints. It's still being disputed. There's about a dozen people that have claimed authorship of that poem.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you're so smart, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like our walking encyclopedia, dictionary, everything, right? He's brilliant.
Oh, I don't know everything. It's too dangerous.
Oh, yeah, that's right. True. That's true. So what's your take on this? What's your wisdom, Tim? I know you have a lot of wisdom.
Well, I think I've shared with you this before. Basically, not take things for granted.
How do we do that, Tim, in a world that everything is taken for granted? How do we do that practically?
I don't think I want to wish this on anybody, but the experience I had where I came close to not being sitting here talking to you.
Really?
Because when I was a year and a half, I had contracted double pneumonia. Mm. And came close to not, not surviving it.
Wow. Well, then, Tim, you have got really a lifetime of gratitude and not taking anything for granted. Obviously, you were very, very young when that happened, but nevertheless, you have every moment of your life since then to be able to look back on that and just say, thank you, God, and, just thanks be to God that, I did survive and that God has given me this great gift of life. And just think of all the things that Tim has been able to not take for granted since then, Deb.
Tim, you are so awesome. Thank you for being on the Facebook Live chats, and thanks for calling in and being our buddy here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Tim, make sure you pray for this weekend for the Stand Tall retreat. We need all the prayers, and maybe pray for a little shift of weather so we can get some sunshine when we do the outings. Okay, Tim?
All righty. You got it.
Thank you.
Bless you, brother. Ginger is next. Ginger is listening on Sirius XM 130 to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie in Illinois. Hi, Ginger. Welcome.
Well, hello there. Thanks for taking my call today.
Anytime.
A little tidbit I'd like to share. I have two children and four grandchildren. And when my children were very small, one of the things that we always did around our dinner table in the evening was to go around and everybody shared about something they were thankful for, because our feeling was every day is a day and a blessing from God. So you can be thankful for anything. And sometimes if we'd had a bad day, we said you can always be thankful that the day that you made it through the day and the day is over. But it was always a blessing, and my children carry that on with their children, and it's just wonderful to see that type of thing carried on and them thinking of God every day and what has been a blessing in their life.
That's a great family practice. I love that. I think everybody should have gratitude journals, or at least partake in a gratitude journal for at least a year, because from the studies that have shown that people that actually are very disciplined in doing some type of gratitude work every day, their lives have become better in a way because they just are. It goes kind of back to what Tim says. They don't take anything for granted. They're very appreciative, and having that grateful heart allows you to look at things very differently. Whereas in this world, in this culture, we're taught, you know, just get everything you can, you know, accumulate things, just keep going. And that's just not healthy. What you're doing, I believe, Ginger, and your family and leaving that legacy, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and the beauty of it, too, is even when we go out to eat, we still hold hands and say our blessing, and still, it doesn't matter where we are, our evening meal is also a thankful meal. So I just thank the Lord for all that he's given to us every day.
Well, Ginger, thank you for imparting that, because I think even myself, I'll be the first to admit, I'll point a finger at myself, I can get to the end of the day and I can just think of all of the cruddy things that happened during the day and how awful this was and how awful that was. You know, and I don't disregard the good things, but it is so very, very easy to focus on the negative. And
right. This
is just a great lesson. And I think it turns minds and hearts around. And actually,
yeah.
Debbie, I think it makes the negative, the difficult challenges that we may have faced during a day or a certain period in our lives sort of melt away at least a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I haven't heard that word cruddy since high school. What do you?
I don't know. It just came to my mind.
Okay. I like it, though.
I was trying to keep it clean, you know.
Yeah. Angel is in a...
Thank you, Ginger.
Thanks, Ginger. Angel's waiting so patiently in Odessa, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Angel. Well, welcome to Take Two. We only have a few minutes left of the show, but we wanted to get
Hello,
you
guys.
On.
How are y'all?
Hi.
Hey, good, Angel.
Hello,
how are
guys.
You?
How are y'all today?
Great.
Pretty good. Listen, I think another thing that will help the young kids is having people in the pastoral office and the pastoral career that are good prime examples, motivators for those young people, you know, because a lot of times you get people that are in the Catholic faith, even priests and stuff. I've gone to church and masses where it's just a real blah mass, I'm sorry to say, but then you get priests that are very motivators that will really get you going and get that adrenaline going in you that'll really motivate you. You know, that'll really get you go, get that fire going in you and spark that fire again in you. And I think that has a lot to do with that. And plus being a prime example for your children.
Sure.
You know, in your Catholic faith.
So, Angel, in essence, you're saying advise young people to make frequent and passionate use of the sacraments and avail themselves of them. Is that basically, in a nutshell, what you're advising?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what better note we could end the calls on, Debbie, when, and I don't know that we're going to get to any more. We'll try here in a moment. But, yeah, I mean, this is, as Catholics, Debbie, obviously, this is the most, this is the best advice you could probably give any young person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay close to the sacraments.
Yeah, stay absolutely. The source and summit of our faith, the Eucharist. Angel, spot on. Thank you so much for rounding out this show so beautifully. A great contribution. I hope there were thousands and thousands of souls listening to you, so thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say too, Tom, you've got Tom's advice would be to live in the present. Bernadette in Midland,
yep.
Wait for marriage. Mm-hmm. And Daryl in Wappenden, North Dakota, he had some advice for young dads. I wish we could have gotten to all of you and the others on the phone. My goodness, we are against the clock at this time every day.
We are. We also had a call that dropped from Nova Scotia. I just want to say my uncle, the priest, when he was living, loved Nova Scotia. That's another place we need to speak at because I want to visit that place. You know, I hear it's beautiful. Have you been there, Nova Scotia?
I have not, no, but...
I know. They say it's gorgeous.
I interviewed a former bishop there.
Oh.
Colin Campbell, yeah, from Antigonish, Nova Scotia,
nice.
Many times.
Did you... So you... He came on the phone, maybe?
On the phone, yeah,
oh,
when I was hosting
okay.
Catholic Answers Live.
Oh,
he
gotcha.
Was a big friend of Catholic Answers, but...
Okay, do we have 30 seconds?
Yes,
okay,
I
just want to say something. It has been such a delight to be in the same room with you, Jerry. So I'm just going to say this right on the air. We're just going to have like an open argument right on the air. Either you have to move to Arizona or I have to move to California. I'm just going to tell you right up front. I don't have enough money to live in California, so you're going to have to move to Arizona.
Or we both move to Alabama.
Okay. There you go. Rich Jesse just
Rich,
gave us two thumbs
producer's
up.
Like, they're problem solved. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I once, when I lived in Washington State, I met in a high school exchange. I met a girl from Long Island, and
yeah.
we tried to kind of make a go of it. And we would joke that we were going to get married and settle in Nebraska.
Oh, wow. Well, Glenn and Laura Sweet would be happy with that. You'd be neighbors with them. There you go.
Tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, talking about dressing for success. How have dress habits changed? In church, yes, certainly. We can talk about that. But in the workplace, in social settings, at parties, things like this.
Right.
A lot of changes in philosophy and attitude and practice and in how we dress.
And it does weave into our spirituality, so we always make sure we bring that in. So thank you so much for all the contributions today. Keep the conversation going. You can email us on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever you want to do. But until tomorrow, Jerry and I want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.